on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
The world of rugby union, according to Adam Fry, I had a great chat with Michael Hooper from the Waratahs yesterday, and I think fair to say they're not firing the way they should be. Good morning to you, Adam Fryer.
It sounds like listening to the radio show this morning that you two guys aren't firing the way you should be.
Kidding, aren't you?
It's absolute rubbish.
Yeah, we've been on fire.
What's making it better is this pie I'm eating.
The strange thing is...
Who eats a pie at 7:30 in the morning? The only time you eat a pie in the morning is when you're coming home, isn't it?
Breakfast announcers.
We get up so early, it's like dinner.
But it's a beautiful vista. There's no more gorgeous place than Scone and this Scone Race Club with the mountains in the background. We've got a beautiful day, but the van's on a slope.
The chairs keep sliding
backwards. Anyway, Adam, apart from that, the Waratahs, is there an issue as far as the way they're playing? Certainly they should be having more wins.
Oh, you'd think so with the amount of talent they do have on the park. And, you know, like last week, this is a bit of an issue for the Waratahs. They haven't beaten the Western Force in three consecutive games. So it's a bit of a bogey team for them. But even on the show last week, I was a little bit apprehensive to really tip them hard because they aren't a team that string consecutive wins together. And this is the thing. That's why I think they'll go very well tomorrow night. They have a few good games in a row. They'll grind out a win. It'll take a lot out of their sails. And then they'll have a loss, and then they'll come out and really belt aside. So the worst thing for the Sharks this week, and I think, was that loss last week. But look, Matt Hodgson had an outstanding game, and look, even looking at some of the players they've brought in this week, Stephen Hoyles will add a lot of experience with Jack Potkita sitting on the bench. But look, same side, but I think you'll just see a very different mentality. And Michael Checker's quotes all this week, he would have had him really fired up.
Yeah, just the odds there, $1.30, the Waratah Sharks, $3.50. Mate, the Rebels, how well are they going? They're taking on the Reds.
Surprise packets.
Yeah, look, they are, and it's news. It's very good news for me. So, look, I think the Rebels have always been a side that have just missed out on getting those wins. But if you look at them going into this Reds game, I think they're the first time they've ever been favourite away from home. But, you know, a lot of good players coming back into this side, two internationals, and Carmody Ellis and the All Black, and Sean McMahon returns to that lineup. It's not going to get any easier for the Reds. I know all the press has been about John Connolly, the former Wallabies coach, who's now come back in as like a coaching mentor or a director of rugby, or whatever you want to call it. So, look, I think the Reds will be lifted in that regard. But, look, I just think this Rebels side, I don't think they'll win by much, guys, but I think they'll get the win. And a bonus point win here, funny enough, could see them on top of the Australian Conference. Who would have thought that about 8 weeks ago?
Is it a matter of pride now with the QRU sort of been saying that they won't sack Coach Graham, the fact they've brought in Connolly over the top of him, but surely it's only a matter of time, Adam.
Oh, look, I see that as well. So that's what I also see, that Queensland are a very loyal organisation to their staff. But, you know, other things that I'm seeing going around the traps, Nick Stiles, former Wallaby, who's an assistant coach, he's just locked in 3 years long term. Brad Thorne, of course, the All Black and Kangaroo that played till he was 65. Yep. He's now coming in as assistant coach. So they're building staff around him. But look, that's not to say he'll be definitely the coach next year. But I just think, I do think the QRU are a loyal organisation. So I'll take it for the straw. But look, if they get a loss this week and they lose by a lot, gee, I'd be worried for anyone who was coaching the Reds.
Just back to the Tars, mate. The winger there, Tekele Nayavoro. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. But he could be playing for the Wallabies.
Nayavoro, absolutely. Last week he scored a sensational try. They were calling him Jonah Lomu at the moment. But look, he's cleared to go to South Africa. He had a few issues with his passport and getting out of the country. But he's an exceptional talent and highly regarded amongst his players. But one of those players that I think the Wallabies have really lacked, a really big winger. And last year we had so many wingers standing up. Henry Spate was one of them. And now you've got just a couple that are showing form in the Super Rugby competition. Oh, I think he will play for the Wallabies this year. I think he'll get capped. And I think, I tell you what, I'd hate to be running towards him because he's an absolute monster.
I just keep kicking behind him. I just keep making him turn around. He turns around like the Queen Mary.
Well, you do that then, Terry.
Really?
If you kick it behind him, TK,
you've got to chase.
Then he chases it and picks it up. What do you do then when he starts running at you?
Well, you're in trouble.
Well, Terry runs the other way.
Mate. Anyway, each to their own.
Okay. But look, I do, on that Waratahs game, look, I do think I think the line is around about that a try and a bit, maybe 8.5 points. So look, I think that the Waratahs will cover that. I think they'll go okay, and you know, he'll be pretty pumped up as well.
And just a quick one, mate. Your club, the Melbourne Rebels, the ownership, is there going to be a new owner there? How quickly?
Oh, look, I think it's I think that they've reached some sort of agreement, but we'll just have to wait and see. It's one of those things in rugby where if this happened in a normal business, it would go through its due diligence, it wouldn't get out. But because sort of a sporting club's so emotional, everyone's behind it, sort of all sorts of things are coming out. But look, I just know the Rebels are in a really good position on the field. And, mate, I'll tell you what, if they're sitting on top of that Australian conference at the end of tonight, which they could be, it'd be a great moment for a club in its 5 years history.
Yeah, outstanding. And just very quickly, mate, Brumbies to beat the Lions?
Look, I think so, Slats, but I don't think they'll do it easy. Last week, huge upset, the Lions beat the Highlanders. They're just a different side this year. I'd go into it, but I'd say the Brumbies, but not by a lot.
All right, mate, they're $1.72 favourites, $2.10 the Lions. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend and recover well.